Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we have one final trivia challenge for this membership drive with John Chinesky, the guy who designed that first ever Brian Lehrer Show activity book, the new thank you gift we've been talking about. And we will give a Brian Lehrer Show activity book as a prize now to anyone who calls in and gets three questions in a row right now, member or not. So call in if you want to play and compete for a Brian Lehrer Show activity book, 212-433-WNYC. John, I was getting so used to giving the donate line that I almost forgot the on-air line, which is not the same thing, and we're not going to ask people for money on the air.
Good.
It's a regular, the regular 212 phone number, 433-WNYC. Excuse me, 212-433-9692. If you want to take some trivia challenge questions from John Chinesky, and we've got a really fun format for this first little set. John, as you may know, has been here each day during our All the Money in Half the Time week with Short But Sweet games. And today we have a little extra time, so we'll play a little deeper game to start out. He's also the Ask Me Another puzzle guru and the puzzle guy on the show Away With Words and a content manager and host at Trivia NYC. And John, thanks again for the activity book, which everybody is loving, and for coming on the air and playing some games with us.
Oh, it's really my pleasure. Trivia NYC is honored to be part of your pledge week.
All right. Let's talk to Jeff in Brooklyn, who's on line one and ready to play. Hi, Jeff. You're on WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Yes, I am.
All right. And, John, you're going to do a countdown round game. You want to explain the concept first?
Yeah, let me explain it. This is a staple of our Trivia NYC quiz nights. If you want to play along, grab a piece of paper and from top to bottom write 6, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll give you five clues to a single answer. Now, the clues get easier and easier, but after each clue, write down your guess next to the point value of the clue. Of course, the sooner you answer, the more points, so to speak, you score. And when you're done, tweet us your score. Let us know how you did. Okay, now, Jeff, I'm going to give you the six-point clue. It's the hardest one. Okay, this is a what am I question. I'm describing something. You tell me what I am, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, this is the hardest clue. This is for 6 points. I came on the scene in October of 1952. Though most laugh at me, I'm regarded as a strong influence on many people's views on politics and society. Activist Tom Hayden once said, my own radical journey began with blank. What am I? Just take a guess.
Complete blank.
Okay, that's all right. I'll give you another clue. Here's the second clue. This is for 4 points. If you're out there, write down what you think it is after the 6 point. But here comes the 4 point clue. Same answer. I obviously have no respect for authority. When I got a little bigger in 1955, I was no longer subject to the restrictions of a famous authority and could explore the lighter side of some very serious subjects. Art Spiegelman once said, my message is, the media is lying to you, and we are part of the media. What am I?
Nothing.
That's okay. Hard. Jeff, thank you very much. We're gonna go on and let somebody else take a shot here. So John didn't get it on the first clue, which would have been a 6 point clue,
that's
or the
right.
Second clue, which would have been a four point clue. Jack in North Brunswick, have you been listening?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we're gonna continue with the next clue that's gonna get closer and closer to giving it away. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Jack, for 3 points. I'm successful in lots of different media. I've released albums, one featuring a song punctuated with belches. I've inspired an off-Broadway show with material by Stephen Sondheim and an admittedly terrible 1980 movie and a long-running sketch comedy show that bears my name. What am I?
You are Mad Magazine.
Yes, you are. I am Mad Magazine. That is correct.
Yay. And for that, we will give you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book because you got it on your first clue.
Very good, Jack.
There we go. So, Jack, hang on. We're going to take your address, and we'll send you the activity book. And then there were two more clues in that that were getting easier and easier, and the one that would have ultimately given it away.
The one-point clue, right, is always very easy. I am a legendary humor magazine with offices in New York City. My regular features include Spy vs. Spy, Letters and Tomatoes Department. I'm written and drawn by the usual gang of idiots. What am I?
Mad Magazine. All right, so now we're going to go into This Day in History. Oh, no, we're going to do... Where in the world is Brian Lehrer, right?
Where in New York is Brian Lehrer? Yes, let's do that.
All right. So Alan in Brooklyn is going to get the first shot at that. Hi, Alan. You're on the air.
Good morning.
You ready, John?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Alan.
Here it comes.
You haven't gotten it yet.
Haven't gotten it yet. These are clues to a New York City locale that all begin, Brian is. And after you guess, Brian will confirm or deny whether he's there. Okay? Number one. Brian is at the zoo. Well, all of New York's boroughs have zoos, but this is the only one that is not on an island. Where in New York is Brian Lehrer?
The only zoo where the bear is not on an island.
No, where the zoo itself is not on an island.
I would say the Bronx Zoo.
That is correct. Nicely done. Here's another one. Brian is visiting some New York legends, or rather their final resting place. He's visiting William Boss Tweed, Leonard Bernstein, and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Where in New York is Brian Lehrer?
I heard Boss Tweed. What was the second one?
Leonard Bernstein?
Cemetery in on the high ground of Brooklyn. Is that
correct? Yes, that is correct. I will take that as a correct answer. He's in Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn.
All right.
Nice job, Alan.
Two down, one to go, Alan, and you'll win an activity book.
Okay.
Brian is holding a coffee cup and a bag from a long-gone New York City restaurant, Schraft's, and he's looking in a window. He's obviously recreating a scene from a famous 1961 Audrey Hepburn movie. Where in New York is Brian Lehrer?
Well, that was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And that's where he is.
Way to go, Alan. Hang on. We're going to take your address, and we will send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book for getting three in a row. And let's continue. Debbie in Newton, New Jersey. Debbie, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You ready for some Where in New York is Brian questions?
Sure. I knew Mad Magazine, the first question. I didn't phone in time. I was foaming at the mouth to answer that.
Even on the first question, you knew Mad Magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. When they said 1952, I knew.
Very good. Here's the Brian question. Brian is taking a tour of the New York Harbor School, a public high school whose faculty and students travel by ferry every day. He saw Ellis Island on the way there. Where in New York is Brian Lehrer?
South Street Seaport?
No, not South Street Seaport, though. That's how he would get there.
Oh, sorry, Debbie. You would have gotten Mad Magazine, but didn't get this one. Thank you so much for playing. Let's go to Richard in Brooklyn. Hi, Richard.
Governor's Island.
Governor's Island is correct, Richard. Nicely done. Yes, he's at the New York Harbor School on Governor's Island. Here's another one. Brian loves art and music. So he's contemplating statues of Falstaff, Leonora, Othello, and Aida below the stony eye of the man who composed the operas in which they appear. Where in New York is Brian Lehrer?
Well, that would be Joe Green, but...
Yeah.
Where in New York? I would guess the Metropolitan Opera.
No, there is a... But you're right. I'll give you that one, you know, because you know Joe Green. And what does Joe Green mean? What do you mean by that?
Giuseppe Verdi.
Giuseppe Verdi's right. He's at Giuseppe Verdi Park on 72nd Street and Broadway. That's nicely done.
Very good.
Let me give you this last one, okay?
Okay.
Brian is visiting my parents. That's nice. He's in my hometown, the same hometown as Frank Sinatra, a place known as the Miles Square City. Why, that means he's not in New York at all. Where is Brian Lehrer?
Hoboken.
That's right. He's in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Way to go, Richard. You win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Hang on. We'll get your name and full name and address. That's fun. And we're having some fun with John Chinesky from Ask Me Another and other things that he does, and the designer of the new Brian Lehrer Show activity book, which we've been offering as a thank you gift in our membership drive. So there are the Where in New York questions. And now you have some On This Day in History questions, right?
Yes, let's do that.
So let's see what people know and don't know about October 21st. So let's go to Emily in Ossining. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hi, Brian. Actually, I'm in a parking lot in Mount Kisco, but that's okay.
All right. But you're usually known as Emily from Austin. So go ahead.
Yes.
Hi, Emily. On this day in 1959, what New York museum with a distinctive building designed by Frank Lloyd Wright first opened to the public?
How about the Guggenheim?
That is the Guggenheim, yes. Let's see. How about this one? 1 year ago today, October 21st, 2015, is a date that had been eagerly awaited by science fiction fans for over 25 years, because what movie hero time-traveled to October 21st, 2015?
What movie hero?
Yeah, famous time travel.
Would that be Back to the Future?
That's the movie. I'll give it to you. Yeah, the hero, of course, was Marty McFly. Nicely done.
Right.
One more and you win an activity book.
Here we go. Thomas Edison devised the first workable electric light bulb at his lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey, on this day. The great heat given off by incandescent light bulbs was a key element in what toy popular in the 60s and 70s?
Can you repeat the question? I mean, I heard the beginning about Thomas Edison, but I'm not sure I heard the...
That's right. That's okay. The first workable light bulb in Menlo Park, the great heat given off by incandescent light bulbs was a key element in what toy popular in the 60s and 70s? Still popular today.
That is a tough baked question, let me tell you.
Wow. I have no idea.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Close, Emily. Sorry, no activity book. Let's give people the answer so we can go on to more questions. Well, you want to give
Let's give the next person.
Okay.
Let's give the next person.
How about Jeremiah in New Brunswick? Jeremiah, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Leonard.
Brian, did you hear the question?
Sorry, Brian. I did. And I am as stumped as Emily was. I am very sorry.
Well, then
I did
I'll
not help on that one.
I'll give you the answer, and we'll get you going on the next question. The toy that used the incandescent light bulbs for heat was the Easy Bake Oven.
Of course.
You could actually cook with a light bulb. Okay, but
Emily didn't get my clue that it was a hard-baked question.
That's right. But you deserve a question of your own, so here you go. Name the actress and daughter of celebrities celebrating a birthday today whose book Postcards from the Edge was made into an Oscar-nominated film.
Angelina Jolie?
No, not Angelina Jolie.
Oh, sorry, Jeremiah. Thanks a lot. How about Abram in Norwalk, Connecticut? Hi, Abram.
Oh, hi.
Ready for a quiz question? You want to give him that one again?
Sure. Abram, I don't know if you heard it. Name the actress and daughter of celebrities celebrating a birthday today whose book Postcards from the Edge was made into an Oscar-nominated film.
Oh, Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher is correct. Nicely
done.
Oh. Happy birthday, Princess Leia.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. On this day in 1997... Elton John's biggest single, a tribute to Princess Diana, reached number one on the Billboard charts. That song was a remake of a tribute to what other actress? Or to what actress?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, correct. Candle in the Wind eventually became the biggest selling single in British music history. Nicely done.
And that's two. One more and you win an activity book.
One more. It's Kim Kardashian's birthday.
Woo!
Name either of the two cities that Kim Kardashian and her sister Kourtney have, quote, taken. In titles of TV shows, Kourtney and Kim take.
Oh, no idea. I'm sorry.
Pick a city.
L.A.?
No, not L.A.
Oh, Abram, sorry. All right, we're going to give one more person a chance to win an activity book, and that chance is going to go to Rena in Hoboken. Hi, Rena. Rena, you there? Well, she's not there. She can't win. So how about David in Manhattan? David, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, do you know your Kardashians?
Yes, I believe one of the cities was Miami.
Yes, Kourtney and Kim take Miami. The other, of course, is New York City. Here's your second question. The book was called simply Sex, and it was released on this day in 1992, featuring photos of what singer cavorting with people like Vanilla Ice and Isabella Rossellini?
It was Madonna.
It was Madonna. Nicely done. Here's your last question.
He knows his pop culture figures on October 21st, yes.
Let's see if you can go back to 1917. John Burks Gillespie was born on this day in 1917, By what nickname do we know this renowned jazz trumpeter?
We know him as Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes, nicely done.
Way to go, David. You know your pop culture music stars, and we're going to put you on hold and take your name and address, and we'll send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. So, John, before you go,
yeah,
for people out there wondering what to do with their lives, how does one become a puzzle guru?
That's a great question. I've got to say most of it has to do with Will Shortz, my good friend. Back in the 80s, there was a very famous magazine some of your listeners may have heard of called Games Magazine. And I was a very big fan of the magazine. Their offices were in New York. I used to just hang out at the offices and submit puzzles to them. And I got to know Will, who's the NPR puzzle master. And throughout the years, I've gotten work through him. And he recommended me to people at NPR. And I've done huge games at his American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, and then I just do things anywhere I can find it. So,
and that's where we leave it. And I'm glad you do it. And a lot of people are glad you do these things anywhere you can find them, including putting together these games for our listeners all this week during our All the Money in Half the Time membership drive. And the thank you gift that, yes, it is John who designed the first ever Brian Lehrer Show activity book. And if this has whetted your appetite for more trivia, you can keep up with John's work on Ask Me Another, Away with Words, or through Trivia NYC and his Saturday night trivia nights at the One Star Bar in Chelsea. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
And stay tuned, everybody. More to come. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein next with This Week in Bridgegate, because there keep being developments in the courtroom trial of the Bridgegate defendants. And Andrea and Ilya Meritz, maybe you heard this on Morning Edition today, have dug up kind of a scandalous thing from the past that was done by Donald Trump, but without his name attached. And now it can be told. So Andrea will reveal and provide us with a This Week in Bridgegate update coming up next. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.